Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all
dress
like the $1 million,
but
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got this radio show. Man, how I got here, I really can't explain it. Only by the grace of God. That's all I can really tell you. I was talking with a buddy the other day, and he was telling me, he said, man, he had an interesting philosophy about it. He say, you can have dreams and visions. He say, but God will never show you what all he has for you. He won't show you all of it because he knows you'll mess it up. And you know what, man? I thought about that, and wow, how true is that? Okay, I know that I got a radio show. I didn't see it. It's just become this major blessing for me. I didn't see it. But if I would have seen it and known when he had planned on giving it to me, I would have messed it up. Because number one, my first question would have been to him, why I got to wait so long? Why don't I go down here and start on the radio now? And then I'll be in radio. And then, ta-da, see there, God? But see, the thing about God is God don't need your help. Matter of fact, he don't really want it. All he wants is you to love him and obey him. If you can do them two things, I think, I could be wrong, I think he'd be really cool with us. So had I known about these blessings that he had for me, I would have messed him up because I would have put my thinking in the figuring process and that would have jacked it all up. That's the first thing I'd have asked him, why I got to wait so long. And then if he'd have shown me what I was going to have to do to get it, I would have sure messed that up. Man, I ain't finna do that. I ain't finna do all of that. Wait a minute. I got to go through all of these mishaps in my life so when I get the radio show, I have something to share. Man, why don't I just read a couple books and share that experience with them? Now, see, I want you to know what you're talking about. I want you to be transparent. I want people to be able to identify with your struggle and apply their struggle to it and see that they can get over. See, God never shows you all of it because he know we'll mess it up. I wouldn't have any books. I certainly, please know I would not be the host of Family Feud. Can I tell you that? It is amazing, man, how God works. And my invitation to everybody today is allow God to work. You know, you can ask him why all you want to. And from time to time, I still do. No good for me. But that old why me, old woe is me, Lord thing, that don't really get it for me. Because when I start asking him why, I'm asking somebody who has a thought process so high above mine that there's no way if he told it to me, I wouldn't even get it. You wouldn't either. I don't care how bright you think you are, man. You just ain't going to get how and why he does it his way. You're not going to understand it. But he has a plan for each and every one of us. And if we adhere to the plan, if we submit ourselves to his will and just say, okay, God, what you want me to do? I am telling you, it is the best way to live. Now, you can also do it the way I did it early on. You can just do what you want to do and see how it go from there. And I will tell you from personal experience, it's not going to go good. You know, my wife and I were talking the other day. And she said something with me, and I had to write it down. She said, Steve, you know the funny thing about sin? She says sin costs you more than you want to pay and causes you to stay longer than you want to stay. I asked my wife where she got that from. She said some old person told it to her. She says sin costs you more than you want to pay and causes you to stay longer than you want to stay. That's the problem, man, about doing what you want to do. Because we are all sinners, man. All of us. Every last one of us are sinners. You will be a sinner until you die. Now, you could be saved by grace, but you're going to be a sinner, man. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to, in your life, knowingly do wrong. I bet you will. I don't know who you think you are. I don't know who you've been listening to, but get this. We are sinners. We were born into a world that is sinful. Now, it's okay. It's okay. It's our world. But we can make the best of it because we can form a relationship with God and we can go to war with this thing, you know, and we can win. You can actually get over. Being born into this world is not an end all. It doesn't mean you're doomed. Nah, man. Because God is available to give you life and not only give you life, but give it to you more abundantly. I have more of an abundant life than I've ever had. If you took away the finances, trust and believe, I have so many things I could tell you that I'm grateful for my wife, for my children, man, for my family, for the few friends that I have, for the work that I do. man, for the respect that some people, that I feel around some people, from the reputation I've earned. Now, I ain't cool with everybody. I got that. I ain't cool with everybody. Everybody ain't cool with me. Everybody don't like me. Man, get past that right there. I don't care what you do, everybody ain't gonna like you. Some people didn't like Jesus. What did he do? What did he do wrong to anybody? Show it to me where he was just out there just messing over folks and you could justify all that happened to him. Just show it to me. But he knew everybody ain't gonna like me. I just come to save y'all. You understand? I got you, ain't feeling me. You're going to spit on me. You're going to hang me up there. You're going to pierce my side. You're going to do all that to me. When you get through, I still love you. That's a powerful statement, man. God will take care of you. If you form this relationship with him, he has something for you. He has a plan for you that is beyond your imagination. He will give you the desires of your heart, but he also has some stuff in store for you that you're not even asking for, that he is willing to ship to an address that belongs to you as long as you stay on the right path and are trying your best. God will ship you the blessing anyway. Because please know he's done it to me. I'm a living witness to this, that God will ship you blessings and you ain't going to be perfect. But if he know your heart, man, if he know you trying to do better, if he see you trying to change, if he see you trying to get it right, he understands that you're going to stumble all the way through this thing. But if he know your heart and he know you trying to get it right and you doing the best you can, boy, he'll ship some stuff your way, man. You really be tripping, man. You would really be tripping. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, it's crazy, ain't it?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention. It is here, a new day. Man, I love God. Thank you for all you do for us, man. I thank you for all you do for us that we fail to realize that it's you. I'm asking you to keep it in the forefront of my mind that all good things come from above. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate it. Now that I've said that, there will be moments of ignorance that will sound as though I know nothing about him. I want to apologize before it pop off and just go and put that disclaimer out there. I've had a career feel with that disclaimer. Matter of fact, I should have started off all my shows with that, a disclaimer, but I didn't. So here we are, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, government name, Kiss Face, and ladies and gentlemen, the legend, 7 years. Over 100 episodes. That's how you build a career, boy. The one and only Nephew Tommy. Junior!
Yes, sir.
What's happening today, man?
Let me tell you something, Unc. I found out something else. I found out that there's sharing that's got to be involved when you get married. Sharing. Oh. See, I'm got married late in life, but I learned there's sharing going on. See, she cooked me breakfast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she cooked me breakfast. but then turned around and asked me for $100. Let me just explain something. You work at the hospital. Oh. You a nurse. Ain't nothing in that hospital cafeteria $100. I've been hospitalized. The fact I gotta take clothes and seasoning every time I go in there, cause that dry ass Salisbury steak at that hospital can't be worth no damn $100 lunch. That's impossible. Have you had the mashed potatoes with the white gravy when you're hospitalized?
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I got to go in my bag with an IV and pull out black peppers, salt. I got to get some Lyra seasoned salt. Peppers. You need some Tony Chacheray. I need raw peppers in here. The fact that you want $100 for this ragged-ass cafeteria, have you had the smothered chicken you can still see? How the hell is this smothered and I can still see the chicken? I'm not supposed to see this no more. I'm so sick of her asking me for $100 for this ragged ass cafeteria. They need to kill the cow who gave me the spoiled ice cream. I mean this. Who in the hell thought this was ice cream? I don't understand why you need $100. You can get this whole meal for 15 cents, as far as I'm concerned. Rabbits don't eat the carrots they give you. If rabbits kicking away carrots, that's so hard. Chipping teeth. Everybody here, I'm in here for sickle cell. I come out with a chip molar. I don't feel like this is $100. I just found out I'm being hustled now. Now I'm being hustled. No. That cafeteria food ain't worth $100. I don't give a damn what you say. Oh, now day. And now that one up. No, that's true, huh?
Julia, that's funny. Can I tell you what the $100 is for?
What's that
it for? It ain't for the food down there. The $100 because she had to make you breakfast.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for clearing that up, Steve.
I know damn well. I'm
coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got, Nev?
Pee on my house. What you're not going to do is pee on the side of my house. And I'm sorry. What's wrong? I'm sorry. I'm a little excited about it.
You're not going to.
I'm sorry. Pee on my house. You're not going to pee on the side of my house. I don't care what kind of work you're doing in my house. You don't go on the side of my house and pee on my house. So, yeah, prank call. Come on, cat. Peeing on my house. You don't pee on my house.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. I think that's the name.
Yeah, this is. What's this in regard to?
This about an air conditioning unit. You did some work for us over on my house over off Street. Do you remember coming out there last week?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Right. It was a lady there, my wife. She let you in to come.
Right. Is there a problem? Is there a problem? The air's not cooling or what?
No. It's cooling. Everything. Matter of fact, I want to tell you that you did a good job. But I got a question for you. Now, when you was at the house and you was working on the air conditioner out there in the backyard, did you happen to go on the side of my house and pull out and use the bathroom right there on the side? Did you go over there and do number one on the side of my house?
Say what?
Well, what I'm saying is that my wife tells me that when you were there, that you went on the, she was looking out the window. She said that when you was there, that you, and went and used the bathroom on the side of the,
hold. Wait a minute. I did what now to what?
Right. You and you did number one over on the side of the house. Now, is that something that you did?
Say, man, look, you got to understand something, man. All right. Now, I apologize if that did happen, but you got to understand something. You know, we down south, man, and, you know, we talking 85, 90, 95-degree weather, man. I got to stay hydrated. I got to drink a lot of fluids. So, you know, with me being the age that I am, I have to drink a lot of fluids and it tend to pass through.
Once again,
I said I apologize.
I understand all that, but you know what? I can't accept no apology like that when I got a man that's got on the side of my house and then...
Man, now, I'm apologizing to you, and you coming off on me like that?
You done... On the side of my house in front of my wife.
Look here, young man. Now, if your wife saw me, evidently, she need to see some type of because you evidently ain't doing some. You
who the hell? Who you think you talking to?
Because your wife watching me anyway do my work. What, is she that hard up that she got to look at the old man?
Look, all I know is I don't want no man at my house, in the house, side of the house, backyard, nothing.
Well, you should have been there.
Hey, look, man, let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell you something. I'm the only person at my house. You understand
well,
me?
Evidently, you ain't right if she out there looking at me. Look here, son. I'm a professional, okay? I do my job, and I take my job with pride, okay? It's not being professional. If there's something that I did, that's that water running through me. All right?
Okay, now, but you don't at no other man's house. And you at my house, and my wife's sitting there looking at you out the window. Now, I got a problem with that.
Well, what you need to have a problem with is your wife looking at me, if that's what I did. You know what? You need to be at home and give her something to look at other than looking at me.
You don't tell me what I need to do about my wife. You don't go to another man.
Man, you know what? I'm about to lose it, all right?
You're gonna make me lose it.
Let me get my book. That's all. Yeah, you're right here.
And I'm gonna tell you what.
I'm gonna show you what it is.
You don't at another man's house. You don't do that. And people, my wife looking out the window, and I bet you knew that them blinds was open.
Young man, you getting me real upset with these accusations, all right? Now, look, you had, what is the street?
You know where I'm at.
You out there, I will show you what the is.
I want you to bring your back over here on Phillips.
I know exactly what you said. You that yonked on that street. I'm going to come over there, and I got something for you.
Now, you think?
Made me disregard my professionalism, and I'm going to come show you what being is about.
Look, man, what you don't do is at another man's house, and that's what you did, and you know it ain't called for. Now, you could have held that.
I apologize, man. I had to go. I told you I drank a lot of fluids in this hot heat, man. Now, what else do you want me to do?
I want you to keep your fluid till you get to the service station down the street, but not in my backyard, side of the house, and my wife looking out the window.
Man, you and what you talking about. If I did, I apologize. If you can't accept it, then the hell with it.
Look, you're going to me off and make me do something up in here. I'm telling
you
now.
What you going to do, man? I done told you. I done apologized to you, and I will come over there and kick your okay?
No, you ain't. You'll do what? Let me tell you something.
I'll kick your young because judging from the age of your wife, is young, and I know you're young. You can't deal with no old school. I'll kick your young
You're going to get your ass whooped today. You hear me? Let me tell you, sir, I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Speak, damn it.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy named
Man, now you know what? I'm going to get with his He know I got heart palpitations. And I don't need this type of in my life, man.
He said, man, my boy be out there fixing air conditioners and heaters all day. He said, man, let me tell you something. He said he'd be frustrated to begin with. He said, begin my call.
He said, man, because I got 9 or 10 more I still got to do today.
Hey, man, you all right?
Man, yeah, I'm all right now, nephew. I'm all right now, nephew. Nephew Tommy, you and that Steve Harvey are some damn fools in the morning. I listen to y'all cats every morning, man. I don't know how in the hell. I sit back riding laughing. That's how y'all get people. And y'all done got me with the same Oh, man. I enjoy y'all show, man. Y'all keep up the good doggone work.
I appreciate it, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Well, you know, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Anybody in here peed on somebody's house? Anybody in here peed on somebody's house?
Oh, look at this one raising his hand.
What?
Lord,
what?
Yeah. Steve Harvey. All
right. It was all right, driveway. Couldn't nobody see me? What's going on?
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Cedric the Entertainer and Anthony Anderson have teamed up for a new reality show. It's called Kings of Barbecue. We'll talk about that. Also, J-Lo posed nude to promote a new shoe line. And Tyler Perry is rolling around.
When?
When is it going to slow down? You're going too fast now.
We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. That's just send it to me.
We got to have it talk about.
We'll talk about it later.
How the hell are we going to comment if we don't see it?
Talk about just let him know it's coming up. Yeah.
Said in the barbecue. Y'all know.
We know Said. We know Said. We know Anthony, we got all that. They doing pranks and whatever. But that ain't
everybody done seen barbecue. Yeah.
I'm finna buy me some of these shoes J-Lo talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Also, Tyler Perry is rolling around in a tiny blue Geo Metro to stay grounded, he says. That's all coming up, like I said, fellas, at the top
Tyler
of the hour. But right now.
No, he doing it, Tommy.
I saw it.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him drive. I saw it before he came to my house.
Yeah, yeah. It's been all over social media.
Tyler's trying to be regular. You can't be regular.
Stay grounded. Trying to stay grounded.
Oh, he ain't regular. I'm here to tell you that. Nothing regular about that boy.
That's all coming up next. Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is right here, ready for you. Here we go. Yeah. Gemini in Mobile says, I'm dating a man that's financially secure, and that's great, but he thinks helping me with small tasks around my house is beneath him. He said he would rather pay someone else to do it. He won't even put out the trash for me. Is this a red flag?
No. Not at all. I said the same thing to Mark. The exact same thing. I'm not finna do nothing around this house. Don't ask me to do no housework. I don't have to, you know. You need somebody to help you get the corner sheet on the other side of the bed. You need to get somebody in here. You need somebody to sweep these floors. You need to get somebody in here. You don't like doing dishes? Damn it, I don't either. Let's get somebody in here. That ain't no red flag. That's a man with a plan. Quit tripping. And don't think because a man don't do that. If he do everything else, he's financially secure. Going to give you the life of your dreams. The hell you want him to wipe a damn cabinet off? Why is he got to get down there on his knees to prove his love to you by cleaning out the damn oven? Girl, if you don't stop and let that man show you what he do, just get on the team with him.
Okay. All right, Gemini and Mobile.
And then all you got to do is decide you ain't going to do it. And then watch him provide a way.
Oh, a plan. I like
that. Right. Yeah. You better recognize what's happening here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Moving on to Valerie in Tampa. Valerie writes, my husband and I went to see Creed 3, and I had a few drinks afterwards. We were getting frisky, and I jokingly called my husband Damien, which is Jonathan Majors' name, in Creed 3.
Right.
My man is still mad about it. Why can't he take a joke? It's just a joke.
Because it wasn't no joke because you was drunk. It wasn't no damn joke. You was drunk and was still looking at the movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still mad. It wasn't no joke.
What if he called?
Ha ha, he, yeah. 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 Suppose he call out J-Lo. Ha ha. He, ha ha.
Jenny from the block. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, what about that?
Punch dead in the throat. Okay. Moving on to Fontina in Lexington. Fontina writes, five of my closest friends and I went to a Broadway show in New York, and I loaned two of the ladies some money so they could do all of the activities. Weeks later, the ladies have not said anything about repaying me. How should I handle this?
Oh, wait, who gave her the money?
Okay, her name is Fontina. She's out of Lexington. She and five of her closest girlfriends went to a Broadway show in New York, and a couple of the ladies didn't have money to participate in everything they were doing, so Fontina lent them the money. But she hasn't heard from them. It's been, all this time, weeks later.
You ain't getting that money back. That's gone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gone, baby.
That's gone.
Yeah, you write that off. Quit taking people with you.
And why did you take
that's it?
Yeah. They could have walked around Times Square here while y'all went to the damn place. You ain't have to pay for them people to go there.
So lit up.
What? All them lights and buildings, go and see all that stuff. You ain't got to get to go to the place. You knew we were coming to New York. Now that's what you did know.
Should have saved up.
Sit on red steps in Times Square.
Go on off Broadway. Get one of them $40 shows. Go on over there. But you can't be on Broadway.
Yeah.
That's tough.
What? Right,
you so agree?
Yeah. She's saying, how should she handle this? So just chalk it up. It's a loss. Just move on with
best lesson is a bought lesson.
That's
you don't have you didn't have no agreement with them. Yeah. They ain't mentioned it. Now you can go around and stress yourself out begging them on an individual basis, but it ain't gonna do nothing but stress you out. You could afford it back then. If you can't afford it, let me tell you something. Okay. When you give out money, if you cannot afford for that money to stay gone, then don't give it out.
Because
when it don't come back, you're going to throw yourself into something.
How much money you got at? How much is that? That you know ain't coming back.
Not who.
Hey,
not
dog, let me tell you something.
That's a lot.
Famous person owes me $250
Wow.
Dollars? Today.
Yeah.
No.
Dollars?
No.
Yeah. Oh, $250,000
You? What? Somebody owed you $250,000
What? Oh, absolutely. Hands down.
All right. Was it a business investment or a loan, a straight out loan?
I don't want to say, but I did it.
I don't see myself writing a check to give to him. I don't see
myself.
But listen
to
him.
I didn't write a check.
What you, Cash App? What happened?
Yeah,
what?
I gave
him cash.
Cash App? What you do? Girl, what you doing?
Girl,
what a million?
Girl.
What?
You can't Cash App that much.
Oh.
Or Zelle.
Because I was about to give you my Cash App if you could. Man.
No, but here the crazy cash part. Up? Ain't bought it up. Ain't
and
mentioned.
You got to see him?
But okay.
Dog done seen him.
Okay, this is the bad part. When you lend someone money and then they don't pay you back, but they got all this new stuff. They got new cars.
Oh, they're rolling different. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the famous line is, I ain't forgot about you.
Hey, dog, I'm going to handle up on that little old thing we did. That ain't no little old thing we did. That's a big thing we did.
No.
All right. We're going to move on because I think he's a little upset.
I don't know why you ain't whooped their ass, dog.
A quarter of a million, dog.
Done wiped it. Don't worry about it. I'm going on.
Yeah.
Wiped it.
You too Christian for me.
Wait, dog, Junior. Wait. What, Tommy?
That ain't nothing you white. You don't wipe no $250
Too Christian.
We're madder about it than Steve is.
Yeah.
Oh, he done went on about his
Steve
business.
Keep
on.
Looking off like we ain't talking to him.
Yeah.
$250
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, Steve. That's a lot of money. All right, we're going to talk to you about this off the air. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Cedric the Entertainer and actor Anthony Anderson have teamed up to create their own barbecue empire. It's called AC Barbecue, but they need to learn all they can about barbecue first, so they created the Kings of Barbecue TV series. The two of them plan to go across Kings. The country. Yeah.
I'm suing. Plan-
right there. Kings,
your man, friend. Can't use Kings and don't say nothing to me, man.
That's your boys.
Lawsuit. Lawsuit.
You know you'll be on the show eating barbecue.
Hell
right
yeah.
Two of them plan to go across the country, Steve, to learn the best barbecue techniques from pit masters and celebrity guests along the way. Cedric
All they
the
gotta
entertainer.
Do is come to me, man. Yeah. Quit playing.
Yep.
Come on in here. Shortcut to ribs.
Cedric expressed that AC Barbecue was a lifelong dream of his, so he and Anthony created Kings of Barbecue as a way to share their new business venture with the world. This is a 10-episode show. It will air on A&E. There is no release date yet.
Oh.
So there you go. Congratulations to them. In other news, J-Lo posed nude earlier this week for her new shoe campaign, and she teased her fans with the caption, quote, starting the week right. J-Lo was positioned on the floor with super long hair extensions shielding her nude body. The only thing J-Lo had on was a pair of strappy stiletto sandals that laced up her leg. She's 53 and recently married Ben Affleck, of course, so she got mixed reviews on the nude photo, but most of the commenters loved it. Wow. So there
what
you go.
The mixed reviews? What
you know, you're a mom now. You're a wife. You're 53. What? You know, sit down. That
but
kind
see,
of
here
thing.
What, you know, here what killed me.
No haters.
The haters that be talking about a woman's age. If a woman done took care of herself, why she got to wear that moo-moo-ass dress you got to wear? But she done took care of herself. And to look like that at 53... Now, I saw the picture. It's really tastefully done. You can't even tell she's naked. You want to know the truth about it.
It's too much.
And you sound disappointed.
I am.
Too much weed, Highly. Tommy. Too much weed.
Yeah, she needed a short haircut with this right here. We need a real short.
And she's not naked, though.
Well, under the
weed.
Under the hair.
Yeah.
No.
The hairstyle.
No, you better believe she got on a small bra.
Oh, I see. What
she got
saying.
A small pasty set on, and she got a thong on. She got all that on.
You got out of the picture we just saw.
Yeah, you got to know how to look at these things. Y'all ain't never
like sit. X-ray vision or something.
Right. Yeah, I mean, y'all ain't know. You got to look how the angles go. I know all the tricks. Okay. I went to a photo session where they was doing nude models, and I was sitting there, and there's no way back then. I could have been the photographer because I was sitting there as just a potential lawsuit the entire time he was shooting. I was saying, there's no way I could have this camera and not say what I'm thinking.
Please let's just move on.
Because he was going a little bit more to the left. Come on, sweetie, give me more. And I said, no. See, I wouldn't have, he was saying it very photography-ish. I wouldn't
photographer.
Have been
Finally, Tyler Perry stated that he will never forget the struggles he faced on his epic rise to billionaire status, including the hard times when he was homeless and lived in a small car. Tyler posted an Instagram video of himself driving up to his mansion in his teeny tiny little blue Geo Metro, saying that he drives it occasionally, yes he does, to keep himself humble and to remind him of how far he's come. He captioned the video, "Every now and then, I take my Geo Metro out for a spin. When I was homeless, it was a car just like this. That was my shelter. If looking back at how far you've come doesn't make you thankful, I don't know what will. And if you're still in the struggle, please fight on. It's so sweet on the other side of pain." Wow.
I saw that video.
Tyler can't fit inside no G. Too tall to be in a Geo.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, I saw
fit
it.
Fit in it. Lived in it.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, if it's all you got, you're going to get in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really Really, and then you said when you had to wash, you would go to the gas station and stuff, Steve?
Yeah, go to the gas station, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Hotel.
You know.
With them nice bathrooms.
Yeah, that's my...
To wash up, you mean, when you were living in the car?
Yeah, that was my give-up moment at one of them hotels. I had had enough of that. I was finna go home.
Wow.
To the crib, man.
Then call my mom and being answer a stand-up, give up on your career, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I was going home. I was going to call my mom and ask my daddy, could I come home, stay there for a little bit.
Wow.
And what made you stay? What made you keep going?
Well, I made the phone call to tell him that, but I said, let me check my messages first. And got a call from Showtime at the Apollo. Said, we got a spot for you Sunday on TV.
Oh, wow.
I hung up and went to crying in the hotel room and was disgusted because I didn't have enough money to get to New York. Mm-hmm. So now it's Thursday. How am I going to get to New York by Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Went back to call to make sure he said this Sunday. My agent named Tom Sober said, Steve Harvey, if you get this message in time, if you anywhere near Jacksonville, Florida, I got a gig for you Friday night, pay $150. I was in Pensacola.
Ooh.
4 hours from Jacksonville.
Right.
Oh, went and made the God. $150. I was so funny. They replaced the guy that showed up late with me. I performed again Saturday night for another $150. On Saturday afternoon, I called Chuck Sutton, said, hey, man, is that spot still open on Sunday at the Apollo? He said, sure is, Steve Harvey. You had a great tape. I said, I'll be there. Woke up that morning. Eastern Airlines had a special. Jacksonville, Florida to New York City. $99. Bam. Made it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll tell you about nephew Tommy's upcoming movie, baby.
Yeah, y'all.
He's a movie star. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Lifetime Network has a brand new movie coming April 8th. It is starring our very own... Wait a minute. We need a drum roll here, please.
I don't want to. Give me that roll, man.
Oh, that's the last time I drum rolled you. Oh, you real Hollywood right now.
I'm Hollywood. I'm Thomas Miles.
There we go. Well, Thomas, nephew Tommy Miles, Lifetime has released the official trailer for the movie. Tommy, it's called Pride, right? A 7 Deadly Sin story. It stars you. It stars, Stephanie Mills, Erica Campbell, among others. Pride is executive produced by T.D. Jakes and Sean Robinson. Pride tells the story of reality TV star Birdie Moore. Well, Tommy, why don't you tell us about the movie?
This is ripped from the headlines. And when I had to get educated on that. Ripped from the headlines. So this is pretty much a spin to me off of Sweetie Pies. And y'all all know that story.
Correct.
Right?
So
Miss Stephanie Mills is playing the mother, and I am that son who is just down rotten and dirty. We all know that story. And you get to see it unfold. So you get to see Thomas Miles in a whole different light in opposed to what you normally see with nephew Tommy on stage doing stand-up. This is a dream come true. I'm actually playing a true role and the grit, the dirt, I am truly
evil.
The villain through the evil.
Evil.
So ripped from the headlines. Nephew Tommy, Easter weekend, Saturday night, oh my God, on the Lifetime movie channel. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be off the chain.
And
Stephanie Mills is a beast. She plays my mother. She's a beast. She's outstanding, man.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait, Tommy.
Boy, you're going to mess around and beat somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to keep on messing around, and you're going to mess around and beat somebody.
I hope so. That's the prayer. That is the prayer.
See, man, you had a good age, though, Tommy. Because, like, you what, 55, 56?
Yep.
10 years younger than you, Steve.
Well, you know exactly. I'm saying.
Why I got to remember that? Because now you know stuff. You got better sense. Because remember, if you'd have got this earlier, dog, you'd have messed it up.
Because
your temperament, you were way too ignorant for God to give you anything.
Yeah. So that temperament that I used to have, you see that. You see that in that film.
Ooh, it's off the chain. Ooh, you're going to get an Oscar or an Emmy.
Okay. No, he ain't got to get no Oscar. He just going to do it himself.
Yeah.
I love you, if the Oscar committee
try to give him an Oscar for acting, I'm calling them and I'm going to tell them that ain't acting. That's Emmy, who right? he is. Don't get it, boy, no Oscar for acting a fool. This is who he is.
Yay, Tommy. Love you.
Coming up.
Thank you.
Congratulations, nephew. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, Roscoe Wallace is back in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Roscoe is back, of course. And right Carla. Here.
Right here, man. What's going on?
Carla's Friday, so what do you and Roscoe have going on?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on, Shirley?
Roscoe? Hey, Roscoe.
What a minute, Libby Jr.
My hero, boy.
Tommy Tom, my dog. What's going on with you?
Roscoe!
Hey, Carla, what you want?
Hey, Roscoe. Okay.
Ain't nothing, baby.
A lot of music news this week. I've been thinking. Wait, first thing, Gladys Knight, she won the big Medal of Arts Award from President Biden. You know, that's a big moment. She was at the White House earlier this week. I think it was Tuesday. So I want you to sing for me right
now.
Thank you.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Well, let me ask you this, because you actually sent this to us. Well, actually, Steve did on a group text that we're all on. R&B, 90s R&B singer Case, he said that Charlie Wilson was a better singer than Luther Vandross. Okay. I said, Case said, R&B singer Case, that Charlie Wilson was a better singer than Luther Vandross. But what?
I love Charlie Wilson.
Uncle Charlie, we do. Yeah. We love
Charlie Wilson, my dude. We go back like Cadillac Seat. The most single talented performer living today that's still here. But my question is, who in the hell is Case?
Will you move?
That was a damn problem. What is his ass talking about? Let me say something to Case. Just in case he listened. You can't make no statement like that, fool. You cannot make a damn statement like that in front to black people. Cause we love Charlie, Gap Band, all that.
All that.
But what you not fisting to do is deprecate one of the great voices of all the time. I'm talking about one of the greatest male singers ever come and walk on the face of earth. You sitting up here talking about, boy, you, what you just said is damn near blasphemy. I'm about to calm down. The Case, they got an ignorant ass name like Case. Who named they self Case? Well, what kind of case is you? A case of water? Is you a case of beer? What is you just in case? Is you a court case? What kind of case is you? You need to be more clear. But you don't make no ignorant ass statement in front of black people that nobody sang better than them. Come talking about, I heard him say he, Charlie Wilson, snore better than Luther can sing.
Yeah, I heard that. That was crazy. So
like that.
With all that being said, I want you to sing two of my favorites.
Even if ain't nobody sitting in there, and a room has still got doors, and it's still got windows too, but there's nobody there. Turn the key. Oh, please be there.
Charlie know Luther the Greek.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband. What?
Damn. Why is your wig laying around? Why would you have your wig laying around?
That's not the issue. Wait for this letter.
I know that's you, Belinda. Right. I know that's you.
We'll get into it in just a few. We will. Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got?
This right here is called Law and Order. Law and Order. That's the sound. Law and order. Let's go get them.
Good morning, Benjamin Law and Associates office.
Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to speak to the lawyer, Mr. Benjamin. Is he in?
He's not in, sir, but I can help you. I can get all your information and also get your actual complaint at hand, and then I can get you scheduled.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Joelle. What's your name?
Joelle. My name is Dwight Turner. I'm trying to file a lawsuit on somebody. I ain't never done this before, but I'm trying to file a lawsuit on somebody. And I don't know, you know, everybody tell me Benjamin's a good attorney or whatever. So I wanted to call and talk to him and see how I'm supposed to go about this right here.
Okay. Well, can I get all your information? And then I can get you scheduled. He's not in the office right now.
Okay.
But
okay.
I can help
Is he coming back today, though? Am I going to be able to talk to him today?
I'm not sure. He's in court all day. And I'm pretty much everything.
So when am I going to get to talk to him then?
He's pretty good on getting back to you. He will get back to you probably tomorrow. But it's actually better to schedule as the only way you can meet with him, and you'll actually meet with him face-to-face. The consultation is free. You can sit down with him and have that one-on-one and explain everything that's going on.
So what you need from me? Because I want to come see him tomorrow if I can get on his schedule tomorrow.
I need your full name, your date of birth, and your address.
My name's Dwight. Okay? My date of birth.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me ask you. Let's skip all that. Can you just take down what's going on with the whole situation that's at hand? I'll give you all that other stuff later. I want you to write down what's going on first, because that's what's bothering me. I need to get this off my chest.
And what is the actual complaint? What's going on?
I want to file a lawsuit on my girlfriend's husband.
Excuse me?
I want to file a lawsuit on my girlfriend's husband.
Are they still together? Are they still married?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. No, they still married. They together and everything. You know, that don't bother me right there. But I want to file a lawsuit on him, though.
So you're her boyfriend. She's still married. They live together. They're not legally separated, nothing like that.
No, they live together. They got kids, all that. You know, I ain't tripping on that part right there. But I'm
So you're her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, and you want to sue her husband for what?
For messing up our relationship, for getting in the middle of what me and her got going on.
Sir, you know? I'm sorry, that's not a crime. That's not grounds for a lawsuit. Hello.
He messed up everything we got going on. You know, now he's taking the phone from her. He taking my name out of it. You know, he.
Okay.
And when I send a text message, he answering the text message.
Sir,
back.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry that's all going on, but that's not suitable for our type of law. We don't handle any cases like that. Infidelity, which it sounds like what's going on, that's not grounds for a lawsuit. We don't address that type of thing.
Okay, so what you talking about? Infidelity?
You're sleeping with a married woman, and you have a relationship with her, and you want to sue her current legal husband?
I want to sue her husband. Yes, I want to sue him.
For messing up your relationship. Actually, you're the actual outsider. You're the actual person that's in the wrong. If you want to make a complaint.
Hold on. What's your name again?
I told you it's Joelle, sir.
Hey, Joelle, ain't nobody ask you for your phone opinion. I called.
There's no need for cursing. Hello. There's no need for cursing. I cannot help you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't even know how to give you to another lawyer. There's no lawyer that's not going to do this. Please, don't call me with this.
You're trying to
take me out of my pocket, man. You cursing.
I ain't trying to take you out.
You call me by somebody's husband? Are you serious?
Your job is to take the notes down.
No, my job is to have some common sense. My job, you a f***ing old ass man, married woman. You need to have common sense.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I know, Joelle. That's who you're talking to.
Do not curse me.
I cannot take this call. Sir, I don't want to hang up on you, and I don't want to misrepresent this law office.
Let me tell you something.
Have some morals and know what lawsuits are. Don't call me with this dumb sir. For real.
You lucky ain't nobody in this office.
Got me cursed off the languages and shit. I don't even know you.
Okay, let me tell you something.
I'm about to hang up.
You gonna make me come to that law office and whoop some ass.
Sweetheart, I got 7 brothers. They will you up. All 7. 1 through 7. Whoop that
Okay, let me go.
Okay, what? Go take care of your kids. Go find a woman who
you ain't got
on the
to bring my kids in this.
Yo,
I'm trying to save my relationship. That's what I'm trying to do.
You got me cursing and mentioning the pastor all at once. Please do not call here ever again.
I ain't gonna stop till I talk to Benjamin.
I wish Mr. Benjamin was in here because he will let you know he do not take cases like that.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sir, you cannot sue for infidelity. You cannot sue.
How long your ass been working at me?
How long you been cheating with the woman? Know your man with your old
that
ass.
That ain't your business.
Now, I've been working here for 10 years. Keep a job longer than your black ass.
Okay, I know what this damn law office
is. Sir, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time.
You know what? I already know about you, Joy.
How you know me? You don't know shit about me.
I know you don't know a damn thing about me.
I know about your raggedy ass. You are sleeping with fucking women who got fucking husbands.
I know you go to boot camp.
Come on, you want to sue the man. He said, whoop your fucking. I go, where? Excuse me?
You go to boot camp every morning, don't you?
Excuse me?
Don't you work out with a boot camp group every morning?
Who the f*** is this? Who is this? How do you know I be going to a f***ing boot camp?
Do you know Vetta?
Excuse me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Vetta got me to prank phone call you.
You're about to get me fired! You want to have me f*** this old man up! No, I'm not good. You lucky I love you, yo. Hi, Nephew Tommy. How you doing?
You gotta give it to me, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Tommy Nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey in the morning show. I love y'all. For the last 40 years of my life, I love y'all. Yo, I can't believe this.
Come on.
My
favorite part in this whole part was she said, you need to talk to a woman that ain't connected. I got 7 brothers going to beat your ass. You need to go call a woman that ain't connected.
Right. Mm-mm. Keep it stupid.
Keep it stupid.
We don't do cases like this.
Yeah. Right. Find you a woman unattached.
Yes.
Her husband erasing my text messages and stuff. This is unheard of. I don't like this. Come catch us out, baby. April Fool's Comedy Jam, number 6, starring Monique, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy, along with Rodney Perry, Dominique Kia, Junior Boy Space. We are at Texas Trust. You do not want to miss it. April Fool's Night. Tickets on sale. Where, Junior? Where?
AXS.com. Come on.
Okay, put that X in there. There you go.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter for today. The subject, she was wearing my wig with my husband. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. And you never know, your letter could be the one we're reading today. It could be. You never know.
You never know. All right, that was a couple of you never know pauses that I wasn't used to. I mean, you just pause, you stop, you never know, you never. I mean, come on now,
just keep do your part. Rhythm.
Keep the same rhythm. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter. You
change
never know.
Is good, nephew. Subject: she was wearing my wig with my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 6 years, and we're an open-minded couple, so we do anything to make this union work. When our sex life got stale, we decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over to join us, it didn't go as planned. She and I played around a few minutes before my husband told me that he didn't want to do it, so the lady left. It had me thinking my husband was satisfied with me, and we resumed a normal sex life. Around Christmas, my sister and her 5-year-old daughter came to stay with us after they had a small fire. I stressed that it was a small fire, and I've been ready for my sister and niece to move out of my house since mid-January. It's created tension between my sister and I. My husband always took my sister's side when we would get into it, and he told me to show some grace, so that made me suspicious. My niece and I have conversations all the time, and it's usually gibberish, but a week ago, my niece told me that her mommy took a nap with Uncle Teddy on the couch. I asked my husband, and he said it's a child's active imagination. I tried coming home early a few times to catch them, but I never did see anything. Last Sunday was different. I wasn't feeling good, so I left church early with a pounding headache, and I never expected to walk into my house and see what I saw. My sister was lounging around in my short blonde wig, and my husband was in the kitchen making mimosas. My niece was still asleep. I asked my sister why was she lying around my house in her pajamas without a robe on. She said I'm paranoid and she can't live like this, so she will be out of my house ASAP. Am I paranoid, or is this my intuition, or is my intuition always right? Come on. You know what's going on here. You know what's happening. You see it. Your sister's sleeping with your husband. All the clues and the answers are right there. Your little niece even told you that they were napping on the couch together. You said your husband always takes your sister's side when you guys get into it. Your husband's got to be the stupidest man in the world. He's got to be. to do this in your house under your roof when you can, with the threat of you coming in at any time? I mean, what was he thinking? Well, here's what I think. I think they deserve each other. I think the good that came out of this is that your sister is moving on ASAP. She said it. And that's what you wanted anyway. As far as her wearing your blonde wig, it sounds like she wants to be you. She's already pushing up on your husband, and he's letting her. So I say, please help her pack her bag so she can get out, and your husband needs to get out too. Steve?
Well, this is a letter of, to me, sometimes you get what you ask for. It's real simple to me. The subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband. Oh, I can bet that ain't all she was wearing. Yeah. It's a lot of ways to wear. We'll get to that later on. Mm-hmm. Your husband and I have been... The letter starts off tragically. My husband and I been married 6 years. And we're an open-minded couple. Now, as soon as I read open-minded couple, I put an asterisk next to it. Because when you're an open-minded couple, that means you open to BS.
Oh.
You open to sugar honey iced tea. You open. See, one thing I know about marriage, it needs to be closed.
Amen.
It is a closed-off contract between two people. And once you get into anything else, oh, it ain't good. Now, already they're an open-minded couple. So we'd do anything to make this union work. So when our sex life got stale, we decided to try a threesome. See, now, that open-mindedness that I told y'all ain't good, here we go. So after our sex life got stale, it only took 6 years now. Y'all was out of tricks in 6 years. You got six. You through. It's over with. Y'all decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over, now right here, when the woman, what woman? Where y'all get her from? They online? They in a catalog somewhere? How you just go get the woman? What is it, a club? Where they at? So when the woman, just like it's just like, well, you know, when the woman came over to join us, it didn't go as planned. She and I played around a few minutes before my husband told me he didn't want to do it. So the lady left. I can assure you she wasn't fine. That I can promise you.
Why? Why do you say that?
They agreed to a threesome. She came over.
Uh-huh.
Then he didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he looked at her and knew he wasn't enough.
Oh.
You know, you could tell, you know. He was watching the moves she was putting on you, and he said, oh, this finna be too much for me. I don't want to. So the lady left.
Okay.
It had me thinking that my husband was satisfied with me, and we resumed a normal sex life. Mm-hmm. Around Christmas, my sister and her five-year-old daughter came to stay with us, and after they had a small fire, and I stressed the small fire, I was ready for my sister and niece to move out of my house since mid-January.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour today. Strawberry Letter subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she was wearing my wig with my husband.
This lady been married 6 years to a man, and they have an open-minded couple relationship. They open-minded, which means to them, they'll do anything to make this union work. Yeah, might as well quit calling it a marriage, because that ain't what it is. When our sex life got stale after 6 years, we decided to try a threesome. I wonder who brought that conversation up. How'd that go? I don't even know how I'd go in here and start that conversation. That's why I ain't even brought it up, because they don't need it, because I don't know how to fix my mouth to say this here, because what the ramifications is going to be severe. So when the woman came over to join us, just like that, just right out of nowhere. I don't know where this woman came from. I don't know if it was through a prayer circle or Y'all was having a seance.
Prayer circle.
I don't know if this heifer stepped out the wall at a seance. I don't know where this woman came from. I don't know who she was. Just say. All they said, we decided to try a threesome. When the woman came over to join. What? Didn't take no time to ding dong like she's selling Avon or something. Like she Mary Kay. Now she Mary
Kay.
That really
is bothering you.
Yeah, what? Well, it didn't go as planned. She and I was fooling around a few minutes before my husband told me he didn't want to. So the lady left. Mm-hmm. It had me thinking my husband was satisfied with me, so we resumed our normal sex life. And Christmas, her sister got put out the house because of a fire, and they've been staying with her since January. And it's created some tension between her and her sister. She wants her sister out. Her sister and the little niece is over there. So when you all have tension, your husband always took my sister's side when we would get into it. And he told me, show some grace. So that made me suspicious. Why would he want me to show her some grace? My niece and I have conversations all the time, and it's usually gibberish. That depends on how old the niece is.
Five. She's five, Stephen.
Okay, she's five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But being a week ago, my niece told me that her mommy took a nap with Uncle Teddy on the couch. Well, all she saw was the nap. All she saw was the ramifications of an activity that produced a nap with Uncle Teddy. I asked my husband, and he said, it's the child's active imagination. Now, let me tell you something about five-year-old kids. They don't imagine nothing like that. My mom was in there laying on Uncle Teddy. She saw that. Kids just say what they saw. She's not talking about her imaginary friend. She's talking about two actual people. My mama was in there with Uncle Teddy, laying on him, taking a nap. Then your husband says it's the child's active imagination. So then she said, I tried to come home early a few times to catch him, but I never did see anything. But then last Sunday was different. I wasn't feeling so good. I left church early with a pounding headache. I never expected to walk into my house and see what I saw. Okay, here we go. Sunday afternoon. My sister was lounging around in my short blonde wig, and my husband was in the kitchen making mimosas. My man. My man. You know they have mimosas at brunch.
It's brunch time.
That's orange juice and champagne. Said I'm easy.
What time is it?
Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. I want to be so high.
To the letter.
I want to be free to love the thing. You hear that sound, girl?
Yes, I did.
Well, I did that. I did that.
You
damn thing.
You did that. Crazy, man. Crazy.
And my niece was still asleep. I asked my sister why she was laying around my house in her pajama without a robe on. And she said, I'm paranoid and she can't live like this. So she will be out of my house ASAP. Am I paranoid or is my intuition always right? Well, if your intuition is always right, what you write us for? Now, I normally take the man's side on this, but you're not making them damn mimosas, though. That hey, she in there with that blonde wig on. Oh, you know. Hey, we finna role play. Yeah. Because I don't even really know how to make a mimosa. I just know it's orange juice and champagne. I'll put it together, though. I'm going to come in there with some.
That's it. You good?
Yeah. And so, you know, they offer that on the plane all the time. I don't never like it. I don't like champagne or orange juice. So some got to be fit to pop off. Especially got their wig on. And their pajamas.
PJs, cause no
pajama ain't got no snaps on. Pajama ain't nobody last. Mm-hmm. We finna sit up here and drink these mimosas.
Baby sleep.
Baby sleep. And we locked him in there. Because what Uncle Teddy ain't finna do is have her walk down and see them sleep on that couch no damn more. So the baby door locked. She locked in that room.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Leave your comments. Yeah, it is what you think it is, baby. It is.
Yeah, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Tommy, listen, oh, man, these Cowboys keep making these news stories, boy. Ezekiel Elliott was cut from the Cowboys roster, man.
What?
Yes, man. Running back Ezekiel Elliott was cut from the Cowboys roster. They kept Tony Pollard. They tagged him. He's going to make $10 million. But then, you know, they brought in Ronald Jones from the Bucks to be his backup. But Ezekiel Elliott is a free agent, and the Texans ain't said nothing. I don't know what we waiting on, because we can't even tell you who our running back is. We ain't even got nobody. So I don't know why we wasting time. We got Zeke out here. We all you don't go get him. Now, here's another thing, too, Carla. We didn't gave up Brandon Cooks, our best wide receiver, to the Cowboys. Now, why we don't take their play? They took eyes.
Simple, huh? Simple.
It's easy for me. Go get him. What? Uh-oh. What happened now? What?
It's just my opinion that two things. Number one, the Texans management is stupid.
Yeah.
And then number two, don't nobody that's a star want to go down there and just throw their career out the damn window.
Come on, don't say that. That's not true, man. We just
y'all ain't drawing nobody. Y'all got plenty salary cap. Plenty salary cap. Y'all ain't got nobody.
Don't nobody want to come down here.
The space. Like right now, y'all got a bunch of people on team that they professional football player, and they'll whoop the average people. But y'all ain't got a coach, and y'all ain't got nobody.
Yeah, we got a coach.
Who the coach?
This is a good.
D'Amico Ryans.
Brother
from San Francisco, defensive coordinator. That's it. D'Amico Ryans, former Texan player. We got a coach.
Yeah. This is a good time for me to plug this in, though, Junior. Let me just say that if you're looking for season passes, I do have two that I sell dirt cheap. Yeah, I'm just going to throw that in. I do have two tickets.
Yeah, that's something else you ain't going to be able to sell.
Oh, that's cold.
I got
You can't sell that team to a player coming in. You can't sell the team. And you can't sell your seats.
Quick picks for painful. Sweet 16. Just quick picks right quick. Right. Good games coming up. San Diego and Alabama. Miami and Houston, huh?
I hate to go against this because Houston's some bad boys, but could be a shocker in store Miami.
Ooh. And the last game I'm gonna be watching, man, tonight, Xavier is 3 and Texas at number 2.
Texas all the way.
You think they can really win the whole thing? Can Texas
they
really
could.
Have a chance?
They could.
We gotta watch and see. It's gonna be some good basketball.
You're sleeping on U of H, though. I think you're sleeping.
All right, Junior.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming up at the top of the hour, besties Oprah and Gail have two very different ideas of how to have fun on a vacation. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Oprah and her best friend Gail have been sharing snippets from their weekend trip to the Middle East together on Instagram. And they visited Jordan and the Dead Sea, where Gail had a mud bath. Gail floated in the Salt Lake during a rainstorm. Gail was in the video getting mud rubbed all over her face and body while wearing a bikini top and shorts. Meanwhile, in this same video now, Oprah is standing to the side under an umbrella to shield her from the rain, and she is fully dressed. She has her pants on, her sweater, her sneakers, and she chose not to participate in Gail's messy activity. Oprah announced that she was headed to get a facial, and she complained about her purse getting wet as she crouched under the umbrella. Gail posted the video, and at the end of her caption, she wrote, "Oprah often tells me we have different ideas of fun, but in the end, a great time was had by all." So, here's, yes, Steve.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, here's a question I have for you guys. When you're on vacation, are you like Oprah? Are you laid back? Or are you like Gail, more adventurous? Which one?
Okay, cool. Let me just say what I wanted to say originally, and I'll let the fellas answer that question. Okay. The reason they have two different activities is because it's two different levels of income.
Mm.
She out there doing mud baths and laying in the Dead Sea free with mud on her. She doing spa treatments. That's what you can do when you got regular money.
Yeah.
When you got Oprah money, you get your ass an umbrella. You can't let that Hermes bag get wet, because you know what it costs? It costs more than all that stuff Gail out there doing. And Oprah got so much money, she got to get back to it. Gail, on the other hand,
is on the
come up.
Gail ain't got regular money.
Yeah. Gail got some money.
Oprah made her a millionaire when Oprah was a millionaire.
That million been gone. Let me say something.
Gail is on CBS this morning every
girl,
working.
Oprah owns CBS. The hell y'all talking about? Hell, I'm on ABC. But damn, Disney got way more money. That's what the deal is. Mm-hmm. It's two economic levels. Oprah got to get back to this empire.
Yeah. Do you think that's what it is, or is it just their style?
They're just different.
It's just two different styles.
Yeah, they're just different. That's all. Okay. They're just different.
Some people like to chill on vacation. And people like to do excursions. And
I like to chill. Jackie and them kids want to do every damn thing.
So
I like to chill.
So you're Oprah. Then you're Oprah, Tom.
You like to chill.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I just lay here and watch y'all do whatever. Go ahead, Junior.
Are you adventurous, Junior?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so adventurous, I'm open. I'm under the umbrella as well. That's not adventurous. That's chill.
Oh, you think it? I had to leave the room to get down there. That was an adventure.
That was an excursion.
That was an excursion itself, getting through that whole resort to get to that umbrella. I can't do all that.
We're going parasailing.
We're
going to go pet the dolphins, and then we're going
to swim with the stingrays.
I do all that.
Then we're going to zip line through the rainforest, and that's
Zipline, that was fun.
Marjorie do all that stuff. I don't do nothing.
Somebody
got to stay on land and pay for this.
So you're the Oprah of the family.
You're the chill. Uh-huh. You like to chill on vacation.
Uh-huh. I'm the payment plan.
I just don't understand how in the world they still have an excursion called Swim with the Stingrays. I don't understand.
Oh, they're not gonna get rid of that.
Why judging the excursion?
Cause somebody died by a stingray. I don't want to swim. with the stingrays. They are friends.
They gonna forever do that. They gonna forever run with the bull. They gonna forever do whatever.
Yes,
that's dangerous.
Let's go see the barrier reef. For what?
Y'all are boring on vacation. I don't want to take vacation.
Not scuba diving down here.
No, I want excursions.
Let's go.
Let's get to the lamb chops. Let's get to that. Okay?
Okay, I don't even leave
the
resort.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
Caviar, please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so guys, I wanted to tell you this. My girlfriend Tasha Lanier and I have teamed up to bring you a new lifestyle collection. It launches April 1st, the grand opening of the lab in Atlanta. That's where it's going to be. Our company is called Berryland. It's a mixture of our two names, my name and my friend Tasha's name. We will debut our collection of Love Black Women. We have some totes. We have some purses. It's customized jackets in the line. It's my Love Shirley Strawberry Candle Collection. We're relaunching those. We sold out. We have more. We're relaunching those. So if you are in the Atlanta area, I want you to come shop with me on Saturday, April 1st at the grand opening of the Lab Retail and Manufacturing Company. We open at 11 a.m. I will be there until the last customer leaves. The Lab is located in Atlanta at 3039 Amweiler Road in Atlanta. Our website launches April 1st as well, so you'll be able to shop online. We're relaunching everything, and I've added bags to the line. And Carla, your bag is on the way. We just had to wait for the new shipment to come in. They are here. They are here, and I know you wanted
pink. I'm going to be rocking my bag, too.
I know you wanted pink.
Congratulations,
yes, you're welcome.
Girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's big. It's let's go. Fun. Let's blow it up.
It launches April 1st.
All right, let's get behind this thing. Make a big turnout.
Yeah,
thank you.
Shirley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be. I'll keep you guys informed as we get closer to the launch date. And we'll have
Junior,
more.
Junior, take your radio show down there and do a live remote.
You know what, Shirley? Sure, we can do that. We
you sure
okay.
can. All right. That's thank you, guys. Yeah. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather do one nude sex scene in a film, or would you rather do a season of Naked and Afraid?
That one scene.
Yeah, I'm going to do that love scene. I'm not going to get out here and get my nipples ate up by some ants.
No.
In particular, the ants is going to take you on.
No. Man, that's just
the red
when I show up for Nicky, when I show up, I'm showing up with calamine lotion all over me.
You can bring one item, Tyler. You can bring one item.
I'm bringing that.
You can bring one item?
If they put you out there with all your clothes on, we can just tape Afraid. I ain't got to get naked. Because I'm not finna do what they doing. Naked, though? No, you ain't got no shoes. You ain't got nothing but that little bag. Mm-hmm. Them bugs be eating their ass up at night. Them stupid ass people don't know how to start a fire.
I can't do the bugs. All right, would you rather drink warm hot dog water or
Hold on. I will say something, though.
What?
If
what?
I had to go do Naked and Afraid, I'm going to get laminated before I go.
Laminated.
Yeah. You know how they got the auto wraps? I'm going to get wrapped, but it's going to look like skin.
Yes,
and I'm
going to
be fine.
Go ahead, All right, would you rather drink warm hot dog water or would you rather drink room temperature spoiled milk?
Ugh. Oh, no. I ate hot dog water for years because he told me it was soup. I'm good.
I did that to his ass.
He turned
I told
out.
Him all the time
look how he
was
turned
soup.
Out.
That's a little something wrong with him.
Let that be a lesson to you.
That's a lot of pork juice floating around in that water.
In his body.
Yeah, I'd eat all the hot dogs and tell him we having soup today.
Oh, that's cold blooded.
They leave me at home with Tommy, and I eat my hot dog and Tommy hot dog. I tell Tommy, Mama and them love soup. What kind of soup? Hot dog soup. I might cut the kips off for him and be like, had like 8 tips in the water. Just the end of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
And I
that's still so
hearing
wrong.
That, but I ate the
that's
whole
dirty,
hot dog.
Man.
That's
so
just
dirty.
Wrong. It's wrong.
Well, you know, that's what you get for
right.
being stupid.
Would you rather, listen to this one closely, Junior, now. Would you rather let your wife eat your food Or would you rather tell her to order her own darn food?
I'm gonna go with A, but I really want to say B though.
But I bet you won't say it.
I'm not gonna say it. But I want to. You know.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Double dare.
Have you ever said it?
Said what?
Order your own darn food. Have you ever said that?
Boy.
Under your breath.
When I was 25, yeah.
When you were what?
25.
Oh. Yeah. Tommy, you ever said it, Tom?
I've messed around and said it before, though.
I was 25. First marriage, 25. I made all the mistakes in the first one.
I said it like that, but I said it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Wow. Yeah. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Friday. Tommy, we'll be watching you tonight. All new episode of Ready to Love Miami on OWN.
Yeah.
It's getting good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Morgan
boy.
And Tony and them, they a trip.
Ooh, and Andre with the curl.
I got a great idea for closing remarks. It just came to me.
What's that, Steve?
What's on your
Junior mind? And Tommy, one after another, all we going to do.
Closing remarks.
Is say things that you should never say to your spouse.
Okay.
This will be coming from us three. It'll go Junior, Tommy, me.
Wait a minute.
Fire away whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Is she listening? Tommy? Hold on. Are they listening, though?
I said things you should never say.
But they're going to know we want to say it, though.
But
you know?
I just said say it.
Okay, I'll tell you. He go mine right now. Here my first one. When is you gonna cook? Can't say that. But I said it. Yeah.
Shirley still hear that.
Can you clean up your side of the damn office? Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Good God.
Go ahead, huh?
Why does this American Express look like this?
We're shopping. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah. Here goes something you should never say to your wife. I know. Is it going to be every morning I'm going to wake up and see my ankles? Is that what is going to happen? So every night I'm going to see my ankles. No cover. Okay, cool.
Snatching the cover.
Why are your clothes in every closet in the house? Every closet.
Oh, love them. Lovely.
Got a lot of
every single closet. Yeah. Every time I turn around, this yo stuff. Yo stuff.
Yeah. You be shopping.
Yeah. Here go one. What do your mama want now?
Can't say that.
Well, you really out there with yours.
Yeah, you don't want to say that.
Sit
up. Why are you needing all the time?
Yeah. Because that's what you're going to get knocked down after you say it anyway.
You're in position.
Yeah. And to piggyback what Unc said, how many visits your relatives making from Houston? How many? I just need to know.
How much hair is you going to buy? I mean, how much hair?
You ain't say that. I know you didn't say that.
These are things that you should never say to your spouse, to your wife.
Anybody in your family got sense?
Can't say that. Can't say none of
that. All right. Too far.
Yeah.
Too far.
You know, Tommy's hair was too far.
Yeah. You know. What? You know, all your stuff shouldn't be on my side of the sink. You know, I don't have, you know, baby hair grease. I don't need that.
Not the gel.
What they doing over here?
Oh, I got the edge control.
Come on, what?
We'll just have sex when you want to then. Hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, that's an obvious statement.
Let me know when it crossed your mind, okay?
Yeah. Baby, so how much you weigh now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're in divorce court. Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you stuff. You better not say. I'm just we talking to sellers out there listening.
Yeah, it's something that I was saying because I've been thinking that bitch ain't said it. So you just gonna come to bed like this?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
With that bonnet.
Yeah. So what's sexy about this?
Nobody worried about being sexy protecting my hair.
Yeah, I gotta do it.
Can I get a treat like the dog get a treat? Can I get a treat? Dog get a treat every damn 2 hours. Can I get a treat?
Ooh, girl, it's a tough crowd, huh?
Baby, come in here to Weight Watcher commercial on.
Yeah. Hey. Right, here. Can't say it. Hey.
Look at that point system. They got points. You can eat by points.
Yeah.
I got your points.
Take that out your mouth and look at this commercial.
Some you can't say to your wife. I'm just letting you know. 6 months, I figured this part out. Baby, I don't feel like talking right now because the game on.
Okay.
Can't say that.
Okay.
Well, Junior.
I'm going to see you. I'm going to see
you. Not anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Picked up the remote.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it. Your gay boyfriend better be gay every time I see his ass. I ain't lying. Every time I see his ass.
Every time I
see his ass, he better
be gay. He better not have a moment. Okay, here go one. Hey baby, when is your girlfriend's birthday?
Wait, what?
He can't say that.
And you're concerned because of what?
You talking about Cynthia?
See, it's nothing you can say to fix that.
Nothing.
Nope. I'm just saying stuff you better not say. Don't be concerned about it.
Yeah.
How she feeling today and all that? Nothing.
Yeah. I'll tell you another thing you can't say.
What?
I'm gonna put a lock on this damn thermostat. I'm tell you that. You gonna quit going over there. Tired of waking up. This penguin's walking around here.
Now here go one of the shut the house down. What? Baby, what if Sydney wanna be a Delta? What I mean, you know, I mean that's
Oh, your wife is an AKA.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's the situation right there.
Come on.
Hey, baby, I don't think we ought to buy each other nothing for the birthdays this year.
We're gonna
get shot. Get your ass put out. Y'all have a good one, y'all. Talk to God today. He loved to hear from you. And fellas, write down everything we just said.
Sharp J.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.